Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, family. This is Beata. Sorry I'm a little late starting this show, but I just wanted to tune in and share my experience with a ayahuasca ceremony. So welcome to Soul Purpose Healing. This is Beata. And I was delayed because I have a friend with food poisoning, and I'm at her house, so I'm trying to play doctor with her food poisoning. And when you have food poisoning, the person is just in a lot of pain and discomfort. And there, you try all different things. Like charcoal to me is number one when you're throwing up over and over again. Charcoal, if that comes up, then you put some probiotics in your stomach. And you just keep it going until the person feels better. But in this case, some relief showed up. So I was able to come in and start the show. So for those of you listening, thank you for joining me. I'm talking about tonight my first ayahuasca ceremony. And I'm not an expert on this, but I wanted to just share my first impression of being in a more than 12-hour ceremony with people of the mind to heal their bodies. So I just wanted to give my observation on this and share what I saw, what I felt. It's an intense and painful process. It can be, especially if you haven't prepared for it. And for those of you who are new to ayahuasca, ayahuasca is a ceremony of plant medicine. Or actually, the medicine itself is called ayahuasca, but the medicine is from the Amazon tree in Peru, near Peru. And then the leaves of a vine are used in this ceremony. And this is becoming very popular. I guess it has been popular, maybe not becoming popular, but it is popular because so many people are going to remote places in Peru, South America, and even in Costa Rica. There is a place called Rhythmia in South America or in Costa Rica that's doing ayahuasca ceremonies. So it's becoming popular. Why? Because the traditional medical Western medicine has failed us. They're not healing our psychological problems. They're not healing our physical problems. For the most part, Western medicine offers an array of drugs and surgery and other poisons. So many, many people who have multiple imbalances in their mind, body, and spirit are choosing this native ceremony that brings a more thorough healing. I won't say it does a complete healing, but for most people who tell their testimony about ayahuasca, they have a pretty complete healing in their own mind of what needed to happen. And that's what the medicine, the ancient medicine of ayahuasca, they call it la madre of the mother plant. The plant knows what you need. That's the beauty of it, is that you take this plant, and if you need to purge, you're going to purge big time. You're going to be vomiting, and you're going to be getting rid of stuff through your butt and your skin, your eyes, you know, you name it. This plant knows what you need. So I was invited to a ceremony in Central Florida this past weekend. And I decided to make the journey, number one, because a frog showed up in my shower, and that's part of the ceremony, is this frog vaccine. And then I had all kinds of other signs of people inviting me, and then things happening in my life that said, watching a video on Gaia that just popped up. So the circumstances are like the Celestine prophecy, that we take on the information from the universe to help us decide what we're going to do. And in my case, it was spend over 12 hours fasting and just taking the medicine. So almost 30 people came together in a home in Central Florida and to have this experience, this ayahuasca ceremony experience. And it was just really insightful and amazing. And I was there mainly to just heal little problems in my leg and little things going on that I wanted to just experience this. And the spirit of the Most High invited me to experience this. so that I could really observe the ceremony and see in my own body what could happen. So the first part of this ceremony that I experienced was the host, a husband and wife team, using a pipe of sorts to blow an herb up every nostril in the place. This herb creates such an awakening in your sinuses that your whole head starts spinning in a way. Because each time they would do it, I would like everyone would just have to go and almost lay down from this herb being blown into the nose to clear the sinuses. So that was the first part of the evening. This started at about 9 or 10 o'clock at night and went all the way till the next day at 12 hours. We were in the process of experiencing the ayahuasca. So after the smoke being blown up into the nose and experiencing a slight dizziness, slight weak, your sinuses get cleared out, you're blowing your nose. Some people are purged, vomiting. The reactions are different because these plants know what you need. Each person is given the same herb, and yet each person may react differently, whether it's blowing the nose or vomiting or going to the bathroom. So after that part, the first part of the ceremony, then you wait an hour or so and you begin the ayahuasca drink. There was so much prayer. There was a beautiful altar set up, flowers. The music was heavenly, amazing music that was played throughout the 12 hours. And so it was just an overall wonderful experience to be part of. Now, the ayahuasca drink was not nearly as bitter as I thought. In fact, on some level, I thought it tasted like prune juice. So I was telling the host that I didn't really want to have a strong dose. So after you take the prune juice, then you kind of, everybody goes back to their pill, their yoga mats, their chairs, whatever they brought with them, and they sit and wait for the plant to do its thing. Some people are vomiting. People are laying down. They're breathing. For the most part, they're breathing, vomiting, breathing, whatever, to get while the medicine does its work. So that goes on for 2 hours, maybe three. You take a break, breathe. And then we go outside and do a fire-type ceremony and do some more prayers and dedications. And we start this whole process again, the smoke, the herb up the nose to clear the sinuses, people getting dizzy, feeling weak, and then the ayahuasca again. So the first time I took the ayahuasca, I did a little light vomiting, and you just feel kind of weird and weak and sick. You really feel sick. And then once that clears up, You rest a little and start. So the first time there was vomiting, clearing out, everything kind of balanced out eventually, and take a deep breath. And again, no food being taken in at this time. So the second part of the ceremony starts all over again, same blowing up the nose, more ayahuasca. This time I didn't have any vomiting, but I felt nauseous for hours, just hours of nausea. And so I realized that, after it was all done, and I didn't vomit at all. I was trying to vomit, but just nauseous for hours, this horrible feeling. And I was just thinking, oh, my goodness, this is like, I feel so awful. But once that passed, I realized that I had had a healing in my second and third chakra, because that's all I could feel was in my abdominal area, this nauseousness, but no vomiting, no food in there anyway. So the ayahuasca for me did a work on my second and third chakra, which was great. That's what we need. We don't sometimes even know we need that, but I had that experience of having the plant working in my abdominal area. So once I got over that, then you take a break, you go get some water, drinking water all night, all day, all through the more early morning hours. And then when the sun comes up, after you get over this process of purging and the sun begins to come up, because we were purging for hours, listening to music, talking, not talking so much, just meditating and breathing. And so once the sun came up, it was time for the frog vaccine, the Kambu vaccine or Kambu medicine. Now, I was getting a little fearful about this thing because the way it was described by the hostess is they put like a surface skin burn on your skin, and then they apply this medicine from a green frog that they get from the Amazon. They take part of the fluid from this frog, and then the frog goes back and does his business. So they bring this fluid, this medicine in from the Amazon and apply it to the skin burn. They open up the skin surface and then they apply this medicine to it. So I was a little fearful of that because I was so weak from being in vomiting stage and purging stage and nausea stage all night long. And everyone's going through the same thing or similar symptoms that I had to really go out to in order to build up the courage to do this. I had to go outside. I found a tree, hugged a tree several times, did some yoga. The sun was out, did some yoga, stretching, breathing. And after that process of just rejuvenating, did my joint rolling, I guess I did, went outside, laid on the mat, and did some joint rolling, ankles, the whole works with that we do on Friday mornings. I felt like a new person after that. So it was just a matter of getting some sunshine, moving the body, hugging the tree. So I went in there thinking, I am going to do this. I am going to be a champion with this frog medicine. So there were only about 10 of us out of the 20 or 30 people that did the frog vaccine. The rest of the room stood and held space for us to heal. And there were people fanning. There were people bringing me water. And so the first part of the frog vaccine, what happens is you get a heat that rises to your head. The upper part of your body feels very hot. And then your heartbeat starts increasing because this frog medicine is like kind of like a toxic that activates your immune system to do all this wonderful healing of inflammation and all kinds of other things. Whatever your body needs, it's going to search out the problem and then do the work for your body. So that went on for over an hour, I think. The first 15 minutes were the hardest because the heat was in the head, and I was able to get the woman supporting me to give me a paper towel, cold paper towel on the head, cold paper towel on the neck. I did this thing like a champ. No vomiting. Everyone around me was purging, vomiting. But as I said, the hours before, I had already healed my chakras in the middle, my abdomen, so I didn't need to purge anything there. But I did have the heat and just the shifting of energy going on in my body with the frog vaccine. And it was just a matter of deep breathing for over an hour, which I've done all night sometimes. So I was so prepared to go through this suffering that you have to endure to get to the strength or the top of the mountain. It's really like this ayahuasca ceremony to me is kind of like climbing a mountain where you might fall and hurt your knee, you might fall and slip, you might vomit, you might have all kinds of physical symptoms in your body as you're climbing this mountain, but you really are on a mission to get to the top of the mountain. So once the vaccine purging was done, and I was in worship at the end of my vaccine ceremony. I was smiling. I was doing all, and people around me were vomiting. And so there, I think in my mind I was saying, okay, they really didn't prepare for this ceremony mentally. And physically, you have to do some fasting of sorts. You have to give up certain foods because the more toxins you have in your body, the more the ayahuasca is going to start shaking things up and moving things out. And so overall, this experience was very positive for me because I had to get rid of the fear, the doubt, and the concern about what's going to happen to my body. Am I going to survive this? And just breathe and trust. In fact, the last part of the ayahuasca ceremony for me was about worshiping with my breath. I was just breathing deeply the whole time. At some point, the first 15 minutes that subsided, and I just sailed right into the next hour of this healing process that was going on in my body, just breathing deeply and smiling. And the music was amazing. There was an I Am music playing, I Am music playing. And I was just flying. I was in heaven at that point because of the mountain. I was at the almost the end of the journey up the mountain. And so it became so much easier to navigate the process. So I want to say to any of you who may be considering this process, this ceremony, that number one, you need to prepare yourself for it. Prepare in the way of giving up certain processed food, giving up all processed foods, I would say, and doing a fast of sorts before the ceremony. You don't want to fast the day of the ceremony because you have to have enough strength to process all the purging and all the things that your body's going to go through. But after my experience, I say it was well worth it. I don't think I'm going to have to go through another one of these ceremonies because I realized at the end of it that I don't need to voluntarily suffer to get my body healthy. I'm on a daily discipline activity process regimen. Every day I'm conscious of what I put in my body. I'm conscious of the things I say and do. And so I think most people who did suffer greatly in this ceremony, it was because they weren't prepared. And that's what I would say. Number one, if you're going to do an ayahuasca, you better be prepared because the medicine gives you exactly what you need. So I think that would be the best advice I can give. I'm going to play a little music for us that kind of represents how I feel about this ayahuasca ceremony. I don't think I need to do another one because I really do need to, I know I can do it. So let's take a break and listen to some music.
I am grateful. I am grateful for all I am. I am grateful. I am grateful for all I was. I am grateful. I am grateful for all I will become.
Okay, I am back, but I have an emergency situation with a friend, and now we call 911. So thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry this show is very brief tonight, but I'm at a friend's house, and she's having some health issues, major health issues. And so I'm going to have to sign off, but thank you so much for praying for me. I know I have friends who are praying for me because what they thought was going to be a very risky ceremony, but it actually turned out to be a blessing. I got rid of a lot of fear about doing things with plant medicine, which is what our ancestors did for a while. Ancestors didn't have the type of stress that we deal with today, and so it's a whole different situation today than it was when the ancestors were using this plant medicine. And so we really have to acknowledge that most people are not ready for plant medicine. I had one gentleman who was sitting next to me during the ceremony said, "I just want this to be over. I want this to be over," because the medicine takes you through on a roller coaster ride, and you have some suffering. I sat there thinking, all these people signed up for this suffering because they're trying to get healthy and balanced and whole. And those people who have been doing this ceremony for a while, they don't suffer as much because they've already purged a lot of their toxins and they've gotten rid of the stuff that they needed to get rid of. So thank you for tuning in. Hope this helps you if you're deciding to do one of these type of ceremonies. Be prepared. Do your work. Get rid of the processed foods. Fast for a few days on juices. And then go in with trusting. It really is something you can trust to help your body to heal. As uncomfortable as it may appear or seem or hear, you do come out smelling like a rose, and you really do end up being quite an example of energy and love and compassion, because you grow on all levels, mind, body, and spirit. So everybody have a good week, and I'll be back on the Female Solution this Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning. So join me there. Until then, everybody have a great week and stay awake.